You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk station on the planet. No, really, this is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
No, that's not North Korea. And that is not the trailer for the Die Hard movie opening up today. By the way, Brian the movie guy said that Die Hard is exactly what that film series should do. Apparently, it's just not wearing well with age. I don't think any of them have really been good. After the first one. The first one was outstanding.
I guess there is a certain irony. The one that's out today, Die Hard Again, Die Hard and One More Time, Die Hard, Last Dance, whatever it is. And it's set in Russia.
Yes. Hey,
that's where this amazing story comes from.
Here's what we've got right now. Here's my take on Die Hard already. But Phil is correct. The story we're talking about does originate in Moscow and had nothing to do with the movie. Meteor streaking across the sky above the Ural Mountains in Russia this morning caused huge explosions and reportedly injured about 100 people, most of whom were hit by broken glass. This is what it sounded like. Fragments of it falling in a thinly populated area in Russia in the Ural Mountains. Now, wanted to make sure that we clarify here. We're not talking about the asteroid. An asteroid is sometimes called a miniature planet. There are thousands of them. Everything, you know, some of them are like a mile in diameter, and some of them are like 400, 500 miles in size. And they revolve around the sun. And every once in a while, one of them flies really close to the United States, and we have one that's flying within 17,000 miles. That's not from Russia. That's Pong.
I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about asteroids.
Okay.
Love that game.
All right, that's Phil Atari Vandervoort. Anyway, the ministry spokesman in Russia said that about 6,000 square feet of a roof at a zinc factory there had collapsed. Reports conflicting on what exactly happened. A lot of people thought it was a UFO. A spokeswoman for Russia's emergency ministry. But you notice how they just kind of get to the point with their ministries? The emergency ministry. You know, not the department of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but the emergency ministry. Said that apparently there was a meteor shower. And then she was contradicted by another ministry spokeswoman who said, no, there was just one meteor. Amateur video broadcast on Russia TV showed an object speeding across the sky. And again, this is what people had to deal with on the ground. You know what? This is a developing story in a thinly populated area, and so we're going to have more information on this in about an hour.
You have to see the pictures too. I posted the link on KVI's Facebook. It's crazy.
Okay, so go to John Carlson Radio, John Carlson Radio, and you can watch the audio there. And I guess more than 100 people have been hurt. This is about 900 miles east of Moscow, close to the Kazakhstan border where Borat lives. And this thing looked like a UFO, but now they say that it wasn't 100 people hurt. It was closer to 1,000 people have been hurt, mostly by flying glass. We have Dr. Don Brownlee, a University of Washington astronomy professor, joining me here for a couple of minutes. Thanks for making the time, Dr. Brownlee, on short notice. I sure do appreciate that.
Sure. Good morning.
Okay. How often does a meteorite strike the Earth?
Well, meteorites strike the Earth, it depends on the size. The smallest ones, a little tiny piece of dust, about one per square meter per day.
One per square meter every day?
That's a little tiny dust particle.
Okay.
The bigger ones, like say a 10-kilometer size one, the kind that killed the dinosaurs 65 million years ago, that's about one every 100 million years. So anyway, we are hit by a rain of particles coming in from space.
Do they have an estimated size of the meteorite that struck?
Not really, not officially, but it's thought to be something like a size of a car, you know, probably a few tons.
Okay.
In mass. It's a lot smaller than this asteroid that's going to fly by just before noon.
Well, I'm going to try and piggyback and ask you about that one as well.
Okay.
Now, supposedly it landed in a lake, the meteorite.
Well, probably what happened, typically what happens is that a single rock will come in from space, and then high in the atmosphere, the tremendous ram pressure of going through the atmosphere as fast as it's going breaks it up into sometimes thousands of pieces. And they go along and eventually hit the ground over what's called a strewn field, which could be, you know, 20 miles long or something, where an area comes in and drops. So there's been some confusion in the news about whether it's a meteor shower or not. It probably was not. It's probably a single object that came in, but it broke up. And so it's a shower of stones that hits the ground, but it's not officially a meteor shower. Meteorite shower.
when these things hit the ground, Professor Brownlee, how fast are they going?
They're typically going slow. So the movies usually get it completely wrong when they show this fireball coming in. The fireball, you know, is when it's high altitude, it's still going fast. But if it's smaller than a car, by the time it hits the ground, it's falling at, you know, terminal speed, where the force from the weight of the rock is matched by the ram pressure of the air. So it's not any different than it was dropped out of an airplane in the ground. So they're not hitting at the same speed they were in space. That happens if the object is big. If it's as big as a truck or so, then it actually hits the ground at full speed.
Now,
it makes a huge crater. There was a report of a crater. So I don't know. There may have been one really large object. I think it's some of the news says it's about a 20-foot crater.
Yeah, there's some incredible audio. The reports are very mixed coming out of the report in front of me. The most recent report in front of me, I've sifted through several of them since this morning, says it landed in a lake near Chebarkal, which is a town in a neighboring region. But I've also heard of a crater, and the damage that was done, was that just sound waves?
I don't know. Typically, when something like this happens, there's a lot of hysteria because it's an event that people, you know, only see like once in a lifetime or less. And as I understand it, most of the damage was done by the shockwave, which is actually, I believe, unprecedented. You know, these things come down around the world. You know, there's a continual flow of them coming in from space, but there's only been one person that I've ever heard of that's actually been hit by one, and that was a woman named Brenda Hodges in the 50s in the South, where a meteorite came through her roof and hit her in the thigh. It was a terrific picture of this.
I've seen that picture. Big, massive bruise on her hip.
Big, massive bruise. It was a picture in Life magazine. It was a fantastic picture, and a doctor pointing at this big big black, but it was just a bruise. But anyway, but it, she was just laying in her house, and it came through a roof. But the idea of a sonic boom breaking all those windows, that's something I've never heard of before. So it's a pretty big object to have that strong of a sonic boom. You know, an airplane can, you know, if the military wants to fly low, they can bust windows all over King County from a sonic boom. So it's that kind of stuff. It's caused by a high-speed object penetrating deep into the atmosphere.
Yeah, Professor Brownlee, let me play a little bit of the audio, and in just a few seconds, give you an idea of what people were experiencing on the ground as the meteor went overhead. They thought they were being bombed.
Wow. Oh, amazing.
And there's a video to go with it on my Facebook fan page, John Carlson Radio. Here's a little bit more. Also, a zinc factory roof, about 6,000 square foot facility, collapsed. And I'm guessing that it was sound wave?
Yeah, but I don't know much about it, but I'm guessing this is all sound waves. And it's caused by, you know, a high-speed object, you know, traveling deep in the atmosphere. Which, you know, most of these are called fireballs when they're really bright. This was much brighter than the full moon when it was coming in.
Yes.
So most of these fireballs actually bust up. It's so high in the atmosphere that they actually don't produce shock waves, and they actually don't produce any meteorites either because they just disintegrate into dust. But this guy apparently held together deep in the atmosphere to drive this fantastic shockwave, and it's probably produced a huge number of meteorites.
For
the scientists, I think this is extremely interesting. But to put this in perspective, you know, you think of it as such a weird, rare event. You know, just take your binoculars and look at the moon, and you see the moon is completely covered with craters. Well, the Earth is like that, too. The Earth has been cratered. Every square inch of the Earth has been cratered by things like this, except on Earth, geological processes, weathering, and so forth, erase these craters very, very rapidly. But if we think of an ancient surface like the moon, you know, the Earth would look like that if we didn't have this atmosphere and geological processes to erase the craters.
Fascinating.
As a planet, we are exposed to this stuff all the time on geological timescales, not on human timescales.
I'm hoping we can talk to you early next week about the asteroid. Not the meteorite, but the asteroid that's swinging by within 17,000 miles.
Yeah, apparently this thing in Russia is completely unrelated to this, apparently.
Yes. Again, Dr. Don Brownlee, professor of astronomy, University of Washington. Great having you here. Thanks for making the time, sir.
Sure.